I guess.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Mike, what can you and Ron specifically do, and I know you talk about it all the time, to get Five back on track?
Obviously been a rough stretch, you know, tough game and one we're eager to put behind us. And you can't let one play or one series or one game define your season. And we have one more opportunity. And I think it's a continual emphasis of the big picture as well as the finer details. And what I mean by that is opportunities when we have chances to make plays and use the talents, use the aggressiveness, use those things, making the most of them. And then on the flip side of that, when it's not there, when something breaks down, not trying to do too much. So that would be from a big picture standpoint. And certainly you have positive examples throughout the season that you can focus on and teach from, and some negative ones, unfortunately. And then I think it's a continual refinement of the specifics of what we're trying to accomplish schematically and how that matches up with what they're doing defensively schematically, and making sure there's no gray area. So it's really a balance between those two areas to make sure we're
talking about this, Mike, after that long, prolonged stretch of outstanding play by Josh in mid-season.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. It's not certainly where anybody wants to be. And the thing that I think is important at this point is not to wallow in any type of pity or disappointment or frustration, but just focus on solving the problem. And we're fortunate in that we have another week, another opportunity against the number one seed in the conference, and to go out there and put it together and get a consistent ball game, because there's so many things that have set us back, whether it was a penalty or obviously recently the turnovers. Those are the things that are keeping us from reaching our potential as an offense, and so that'll be important to fix.
Does it help that you had that stretch there to know where you guys can be when things are going well, for that matter, where Josh can be? I mean, this offense and both him and this offense are playing about as well as it could, it seems.
Absolutely. I think that it's always important to revisit and take a look back and say, well, when we are executing, when we are preparing, when we are coaching, doing things at a certain level, good things can happen. But I think the ability to sustain that level of success and to have some consistency, that it is encouraging. But I think ultimately our number one goal, and certainly this game will be no different, but even just moving forward as an offense, is just trying to achieve a level of consistency in everything we do. And it's going to take everybody, coaches, players alike, to get that. But certainly we'll try to teach off of and reinforce and know that it can be done, and look at those positive instances. And then the big thing is discover why and investigate why and solve the why of the negative things happening.
Did you get to see the comments of Rams linebacker Laurinaitis, what he said after the game? What was your reaction to the fact that there were some tells
I think
the Rams preparing for?
I think there's obviously tendencies that everybody has. They had some tells that we had on them, and we were able to capitalize. And obviously, you know, whoever's got the most points at the end, you know, gets to kind of, you know, that sums it all up. So certainly not take anything away from their great job of coaching and the execution that they had. I think every offense, every defense has tendencies, and that's great coaches, as that crew does, will try to point that out to their players, and it's a credit to them for being receptive to it. I think you'll see the reverse is also true, and that's kind of part of that chess match, that game within the game, that we're constantly trying to move back. And I think it's part of the rest of his quote, I believe he talked about there were some things that we also changed. Unfortunately, you know, not enough of the one where he was able to make a great play and intercept that football. So we're aware of that, and certainly the great coaches and the great players, those guys that really are students of the game, are going to zero in. And so we'll spend a great deal of time, as much as you want to get eager on the defense and study what they do and, oh, this is where they're at, we'll always take a step back, especially this late in the year, and go back to games that are out of the cycle to say, hey, what formations have we run? What personnel groupings? How can we change the picture that we're showing? So we're aware of that and need to continue to emphasize that and do a better job.
Mike, talking about that chess match that always goes on between you and your counterparts, Mike, talk about, since Doug burst on the national scene with some huge games, how defenses have adjusted, Mike, to that, focused on him, and how you've tried to counter that. Does it make it easier to pass, Mike, when they load up the box? Or what's going on with defenses with Doug Moore?
Well, I think it's a combination of additional defenders and a more of a concerted effort to stop the run by some of the defenses. And that chess match, as you mentioned, in terms of mixing up in there some pressures, disguising some of the coverages, and doing some things that keep you honest with regard to whether you can run the ball or if you're going to go to a pass. I think that we've had some instances where we've been our own worst enemy, whether it's from turnovers or penalties that set some drives back that have resulted in some games getting out of control, if you will, so we're not in a position to be able to run the ball as much. And that's the worst feeling in the world, you know, is when you're one-dimensional, and now all of a sudden you're not even – not only are you passing the ball, but you're not even able to do your play-action pass because you're just playing catch-up, and that's things we've certainly brought upon ourselves. But I think there's been a combination of additional run support, if you will, that we're seeing, and in terms of the opportunities that it creates in the pass game, yes, it does, and it's just a matter of us being able to make sure we call it at the right time, that we hit it when it's open, or that we win when we have that opportunity. So that is still the ongoing battle, and we're continuing to see that. We just have to make sure we stay on schedule so that we can stay two-dimensional and not just run and pass, but be able to have both the play-action pass and our move-the-pocket passes as well as the drop-back, because when you just drop back with some of these great ends, it makes for a long afternoon.
Yeah, there's so much talk, and I know it's mindless talk about quarterback, elite quarterbacks in this league, the guys who everyone knows is an elite quarterback. What does that mean? And is your quarterback, do you think he has the capability of becoming one of those guys?
You know, when it comes to those labels or the type of reputations that quarterback gets, I think that's up to the fans, it's up to the media to say who is this and who is that. I think ultimately it's about winning the world championship. It's about being at your best in the fourth quarter. It's about being at your best on third down. And so from offensively, that's when you really need your quarterback to be at his best. And I think it isn't just that person. It's the plan. It's the coach's preparation. It's the execution of the other 10 players. And so in terms of who those are and what that means, I think ultimately it's about, you know, getting to the top of the mountain and being at your best when your best is needed. And so we've certainly shown some flashes and some potential for that, and we got to continue to work hard to become more consistent and move forward. But in terms of any type of labels or how things are declared, I think that's best left for people on the outside to judge.
Did Josh miss an opportunity, on the fourth and one, that critical fourth and one, when it was a hurry up and they wouldn't let you snap the ball, and then they seemed to be prepared for right. The sneak. Did Josh miss an opportunity maybe to call a timeout, Mike? Does he have that kind of authority? What's your analysis of what happened there?
Well, we'd thrown the ball, and unfortunately it took a little bit longer for the ball to come back. And, there's even some clips off the film where you can even see they thought we were going for a field goal, so they're getting ready to hand in one of the K-balls. And so there was some confusion, and unfortunately for us, that enabled them to put themselves in a position to be in a better spot to defend the quarterback sneak. And so, one of those things moving forward, we look at, Coach Schiano is in charge of all the timeouts, and he's tremendous with me.
That he didn't call a
right.
timeout.
And he's been great with me from the standpoint as we have a time remaining on the clock. It's like, hey, Sully, we need a timeout here or whatever. So there's constant dialogue there. It's just one of those unfortunate things that where the ball was and where it got placed and, learning experience, and we're ready to move past that. But in terms of the specifics of what happened, it did take a while. In fact, you can even see one of the clips where it looks as though they're going to toss in the K-ball. Make a long story short, obviously they were ready for it, and it didn't work out well for us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.